It's Monday, March 4th, AD 2019. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. President Donald Trump delivered a remarkable, often unscripted, 2-hour speech at the Conservative Political Action Conference on Saturday in National Harbor, Maryland. He spent a good portion making fun of the Green New Deal being put forward by Democrat Socialist Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York.
Democrat lawmakers are now embracing socialism. Nothing is more extreme than the Democrats' plan to completely take over American energy and completely destroy America's economy through their new $100 trillion Green New Deal. Under the Green New Deal, which somebody described as a high school term paper written by a poor student, the Green New Deal would completely abolish the American oil, natural gas, coal, and nuclear power industries, of which we're now the leader in the world. Their plan would remove every gas-powered car from American roads. Oh, that's not so bad. They want you to have one car instead of two, and it should be electric. This is the craziest plan. And yet I see senators that are there for 20 years, white hair, standing behind this young woman, and she's ranting and raving like a lunatic. And these senators, yes, I agree with this. I want them to embrace this plan. I want them to go and sell this plan. I just want to be the Republican that runs against them.
You can watch his entire speech and a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. On Thursday, former Vice President Joe Biden, who will likely cast his hat into the presidential ring, gave Vice President Mike Pence a compliment in passing at a forum in global leadership at the University of Nebraska, Omaha. He was referring to Pence's reception at the Munich Security Conference earlier this month. He simply called him a, quote, decent guy, end quote. And for that, Biden got raked over the coals by the homosexual transgender activists. Listen now to what Biden said.
One of our closest allies, Germany, Angela Merkel stood up and excoriated the United States and said Europe has to think about going it alone because we can't count on the United States anymore. The fact of the matter is, it was followed on by a guy who's a decent guy, our vice president, who stood before this group of allies and leaders and said, I'm here on behalf of President Trump. And there was dead silence.
As TheHill.com reported, the comment lit up social media, with critics of Pence demanding that Biden reassess his opinion. Pence's stance on homosexuality, including opposing homosexual marriage legislation, has earned him strong opponents among the liberal activists. Cynthia Nixon, a lesbian actress and former New York Democratic gubernatorial candidate, tweeted, quote, Joe Biden, you've just called America's most anti-LGBT elected leader a decent guy. Please consider how this falls on the ears of our community, end quote. Biden quickly tweeted that he was, quote, making a point in a foreign policy context, end quote, at the event, but acknowledged Nixon's point, writing, quote, there is nothing decent about being anti-LGBTQ rights, and that includes the vice president, end quote. Charlie Kirk, founder of Turning Point USA, appeared on Fox and Friends on Friday morning.
We conservatives believe that liberals are wrong, but liberals tend to believe conservatives are bad. The Democrat base believes that conservatives are bad people. Mike Pence, the vice president, is a decent person. And Vice President Joe Biden, he comes from a different time in American politics where it was okay to say that people were decent. Now the Democrat Party is so angry. The Democrat base is filled with rage that you can no longer say that anyone on the center right is decent whatsoever. I don't know if Vice President Biden actually wants to engage in that kind of a Democrat primary, nor do I know if he'll be successful.
Tony Perkins, president of the Family Research Council, said, quote, this is just a taste of what is to come if and when the left retakes control of government. There is no room in government or public life for people who disagree with the defiant rejection of biblical and historical morality. The Democratic Party has become a puppet of the abortion and LGBT agenda. end quote. Project Veritas has obtained and published documents and presentation materials from a former Facebook insider showing that 1 billion Facebook users were de-boosted using internal coding. A former Facebook insider came to Project Veritas.
I saw things going on that I personally found to be troubling. I knew that something had to be done about it.
Facebook converts live streams into text, and bad words trigger deboosting, initially intended to knock offline those who are ready to commit suicide or harm themselves, or block the racist rants of white supremacists using the N-word. Now, Facebook is using that same technology to deboost conservatives and Christians for using words or acronyms like, quote, mainstream media, end quote, or MSM.
I also saw it on Stephen Crowder's page, as well as the Daily Caller's page.
That's a striking contradiction to the claim made by CEO founder Mark Zuckerberg, who testified before a congressional committee last year.
Our goal is certainly not to engage in political speech. Overall, I want to make sure that we provide people with the most voice possible. I don't want anyone at our company to make any decisions based on the political ideology of the content.
Exodus 20:16 commands, "You shall not lie." And finally, a source close to the royal couple told Vanity Fair that Princess Meghan Markle, who is 7 months pregnant, was telling guests at her recent New York baby shower that she and Prince Harry would raise their baby in a quote-unquote fluid way, reports The Sun. Quote, she said they plan to raise their child with a fluid approach to gender, and they won't be imposing any stereotypes, end quote. While it is unknown how strictly they will take their gender-fluid parenting, the royal couple may decide to avoid dressing their firstborn in typical pink or blue clothes, or, on the other end of the spectrum, they could join a small group of parents who are raising babies, children who are not identified as a he or she. Colossians 3:21 warns Prince Harry, "Fathers, do not embitter your children, or they will become discouraged." And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Monday, March 4th, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.